Time for your letters. Number of you wrote to share your displeasure with the new XFL. And last week's story about it, Juanita Clemens of the Internet wrote, "I'm appalled that you gave free advertisement to a group that is aiming its new sport of violence and sex at 14 to 24-year-old males. Do we not have enough of that age group behind bars already? Do they not see enough women with little or nothing on? Do they not see sports heroes being foul-mouthed and acting stupid? If someone restarts the sport of feeding Christians to the lions, will you devote a part of your show to that sport's debut?" Last week, Daniel Pinkwater and I read excerpts from a new book of children's poems called Alligator Tales and Crocodiles 2. Canadian author Miles Smeaton originally wrote the poems for his children. While he and his wife sailed around the world, our conversation prompted Sidney Shaw to write us over the Internet. The story of Miles and Beryl Smeaton is worth many segments on further programs. I urge you to read both Once Is Enough by Miles Smeaton and High Endeavors by the Smeaton's godson, Miles Clark. More than half a decade before Sir Edmund Hillary made his epic ascent of Mount Everest with Tenzing Norgay, the Smeatons were climbing with Mr. Norgay in the Himalayas. Their ventures into yachting consumed much of their later life. Now, last week, the Wall Street Journal reported that Bobby Thompson's history-making home run in the 1951 pennant race was not immaculate. Turns out the New York Giants knew in advance what kind of pitch Dodger Ralph Branca would throw. For 50 years, though, Mr. Thompson kept quiet about it, and so did Mr. Branca. My commentary about Mr. Branca's sportsmanship drew several letters. Brian Somm of Salt Lake City, Utah wrote, "I wouldn't have thought that cheating could make a story I've always loved about a game I've always loved somehow deeper and more uplifting. Webster's Dictionary should put Branca and Thompson in the dictionary next to the word class." Finally, a correction. Our conversation last week with an Indianapolis man who'd driven his lawnmower across the country. We said across the 48 continental states. Paul McIntosh writes, "I'd like to point out that Alaska is on the same continent as the other 48 states in the U.S. I suggest the word contiguous. Send your letters to Weekend Edition, Saturday, care of National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001, or email us at wesat@npr.org, and please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.